Good evening. This evening is a little different. When researching the Manhattan, I knew that I should visit the biggest fan of Manhattans I know for his take on the recipe. First, chill your martini glass using water and fresh ice. Then, add 2 parts of Rittenhouse 100 Rye. 1 part of Carpano Antica Formula. 3 dashes of Fay Brothers Bitters. 1/2 teaspoon of Luxardo Cherry Juice. And then stir it well over ice. When that's nice and cool, strain it into the martini glass. Finally, garnish with a Luxardo cherry at the bottom of the martini glass. Now, Mr. Barks, why do you enjoy the Manhattan?
Okay, so what would I say about the Manhattan? Well, it's my favourite cocktail, by a long shot. Really, it's, in my opinion, the king of cocktails. You know, people think of the martini as the classic drink that kind of brings back the spirit of the Roaring Twenties, but for me, it's the Manhattan. Every bartender worth their salt will be able to make one. Every bartender worth his salt will have their own twist on it. It's a lot easier to come by in the States than it is in London, or where I live. But still, if you go to a decent hotel bar, most people will be able to make a pretty passable one. One thing about the Manhattan that I know is that the ingredients really matter. It kind of goes for any cocktails, like martinis particularly, but a good Manhattan's very different to a bad one. And it's all down to the ingredients. So, you know, 2 parts of bourbon or rye to 1 part sweet vermouth is the classic recipe, with a few dashes of bitters, stirred over ice and strained into a martini glass, garnished with a cherry. Well, with that you could have, say, 2 parts Jim Beam with some Martini Rosso and, you know, maraschino cherry that's, you know, bright red with some Angostura or something, and you're not going to get the same result as if you do it properly. So what I'd recommend is Carpano Antica Formula is the vermouth. It's really big, fruity, quite spicy, mixed with Rittenhouse Rye, very strong 100% proof rye. It's about 50% ABV for those who aren't working with proof. It's very strong Manhattan. You can mix it with Pate Shorter Bitters, and the secret ingredient is, instead of using one of your standard off-the-shelf cherries, you can use Luxardo cocktail cherries, which are absolutely fantastic. The original maraschino cherry, they're very rich and much sweeter and very dark, so you can always tell when someone's using them. So if you do that, you end up with kind of the fruitcake of cocktails, because you've got this big, spicy, very bold, very flavoursome, very fruity drink. That's a real pleasure. If you serve it very cold, it just keeps going. What I would think is you should probably restrict them to, you know, maybe 1 or 2, because they are very strong, a bit like a martini. But really, there's no other pleasure like it.
Delightful. I don't think that I have anything more to add on the taste of the cocktail, so I'll fill in the history. Legend has it that the Manhattan cocktail is so named for the Manhattan Club in New York. There, at a banquet held by Lady Randolph Churchill, the mother of Winston, it was served and popularized. After that, people wanting this newly famous drink would simply ask for the Manhattan cocktail. The fact that Lady Randolph was A, pregnant, and B, in France at the time, hasn't prevented this legend from spreading. There are also notes about a Manhattan cocktail as early as the 1860s. One such description claims it was invented at a bar on Broadway by a bartender named Black. An early version was also published in 1891 by William Schmidt that listed the ingredients as 2 dashes of gum syrup, 2 dashes of bitters, 1 dash of absinthe, 2/3 of a portion of whiskey, and 1/3 of a portion of vermouth. The more modern IBA version contains 2 parts rye, 1 part sweet red vermouth, and a dash of bitters. As Mr. Parks mentioned, it is a cocktail that is regularly open to interpretation, such as his version that I'm sampling right now, and it is often used to show off the skill and imagination of bartenders around the world. Truly, another unforgettable cocktail. And I think that's all from me this evening. You'll find me enjoying another delectable Manhattan if you need me. And remember, always drink responsibly. Dr. Wilco's Campaign for Better Beverages is a production of Tinker Tailor Soldier Sponge Productions. It was researched, written, and produced by Dr. Wilco. The cocktails were mixed by Mr. Parks and drunk by Dr. Wilco and Mr. Parks. The music was George Street Shuffle, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3 by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. You can support this podcast on Patreon via the show notes and the website, drwilco.org/Patreon.